Hello, everybody, and welcome to season two of Kingdoms Queens. We are so excited to be with you guys back and ready to get to it.
It's been so long. I missed y'all.
It's been so long. I wanted to say happy birthday to our co-host, Chrissy, because it is her birthday today. So happy birthday, Chrissy.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for going live with us on your birthday.
Right. And
we're just so excited to get back into everything with you guys. We have a very special guest join us tonight. As you know, we just had the NFL Draft 2023 kickoff here in our town of Kansas City. Reigning Super Bowl champions. We also just had the number, I feel like 60 million people just tuned into the draft this last weekend.
Yeah, it was so. Like 59 points.
That's really awesome. And we are lucky enough to be joined by one of our draft picks from this draft. His name is Keandre Coburn, and he is a defensive nose tackle, one of the few nose tackles taken in this draft. And we are just so excited that he is here to join us tonight. So without further ado, Keandre, I'm going to bring you on here.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Keandre.
Happy birthday too! Happy birthday!
Oh, thank you.
How you doing?
So, I mean, you've been a chief now for 5 days.
Well, is it crazy? It's crazy. I mean, every day I wake up, it's just I check my phone to make sure it was real. So
it's like you got to check Ticketmaster to make sure your Beyonce tickets are still in there.
Nah. I mean, if it comes with the tickets too, then I'll be happy. But yeah, it's one of those. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, no, we're definitely so happy to have you on with us. Chiefs Kingdom is the best, and you will learn that very, very shortly. We're the best.
Welcome to the best fan base in the league.
Just wait until you walk into Arrowhead. Oh my God.
We'll save
all of that for later, but. I know we sent you a very long list of questions that all of our fans want to know. We polled out to them what are some questions that they would like to hear from you being here with us now. So we're just going to get right into it with the birthday girl kicking us off.
Okay, all right.
Well, Keandre, we'd love to know more about you. You know, tell us about your football journey, your family, how you got the nickname Snacks, you know, how you got to this point. We just really want to know more about you.
Okay, so I was born in Los Angeles, California. Moved to Texas in fifth grade. Been in Texas since then. Attended Spring Westfield High School. Then I ended up making my choice to go to University of Texas. Spent some time at University of Texas, and now I'm a Kansas City Chiefs. I'm the oldest of seven kids. Crazy, literally.
Yeah, I cannot imagine.
That's a lot of tickets to give out this year.
Nah. They got their own life to live. You know, I got my own child of my own right now. But
congratulations, by the way.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And I mean, that's really a quick, you know, story about myself. You know. Get into more depth and ask a little more questions and ask, which I really want to know. So that's a little quick summary about Keandre. Oh, and I got the nickname Snacks. When I first got to UT, I was a recruit. I remember I had like some presses or something, and it was a player named Malcolm Roach. He plays for the Saints, New Orleans Saints right now. Great player, great teammate, great friend. He had seen me. He's like, man, every time I see you, you got snacks in your hand. So it was like an inside thing. And so it was like, you know how you the freshman, you got the seniors and stuff like that. Also, Charles was a part of it too. Charles is on the Chiefs too, just signed with the Chiefs, and he was a part of it too. They would always just call me Snacks and little things like that. And one day, I don't know why Roach did it, just like the Chiefs Kingdom, our fan base in Texas is big. And he went on media day and said it, and they was like, who is Snacks? And they was like, Keandre. And ever since then, I've been Snacks. So that's how I got it. That's how it went big. That's how it went out. And ever since then, it's Snacks. So that's what it is.
I love that.
I love that too. That's awesome.
I mean, but what's your favorite snack?
Maybe I mean, it just depends. Like if I'm feeling a cookie, like I like Oreos.
Oh yeah, cookies.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, things like that. It just depends what I'm in the mood of, you know, stuff like that.
I love it. What's my favorite
snack? We actually have I want to give them a quick little shout out. Guys Snacks here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
They do a tweet every game where it's like, whoever has the best game, they're like, oh, this person has earned snacks.
Or this person is not.
Y'all never know. Something might be special with us. You never
you
know.
Yeah, look, at this point, we got an
insecurity contact with you.
Endorsement.
Yeah, I've been talking to him.
Okay, well, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes, love a good Oreo. Sorry, my phone is.
She's like, wait, sorry, trying to read. Give me a moment.
She's in Oreo land right now.
So I want to know kind of what your overall draft experience was like, and if you were expecting to be drafted where you were, higher or lower, how that kind of process went for you.
Oh, to be honest, the draft was kind of weird. You wanted to be higher. To be honest, it's 7 rounds. It was not too many picks in the draft and so many prospects trying to get drafted. At the end of the day, as long as you get your name called, I mean, since I was a kid, I always wanted to get the feel of somebody going on stage and hearing the same NFL sound that they always make before they make a draft pick. And hearing them say my name on national TV was just a blessing, to be honest. And so I always wanted that. So I knew I wanted to get drafted. I knew I put in the work to get drafted. And so it really didn't matter if I got higher or lower. I mean, some people could say why they want to get higher, some people say they want to get lower. But at the time, when it got closer, you know, I got drafted closer to the end of the draft. So
yeah.
I'm not going to say I wasn't frustrated. But my girlfriend was a very, very big supporter for me. I give all hats off to her. She was there the whole time, praying with me, telling me, you work hard, it's going to come, God got something for you and stuff like that. And, you know, I stopped giving up on myself to where I'm like, it's not going to happen. And I remember when it happened, she was breastfeeding at the time, and then she needed to get, I don't still don't know what it's called, where it gets on the boob to take the milk. Not the pump. It's she got this
latch.
This weird. Yeah, I think it's it's something. Yeah.
Latch, nipple shield. Yeah. I can go all day.
It's something that go on.
She's the mom of us here, so she can tell you.
She asked me to go clean it, so she could, you know, get some milk and stuff like that. So I go clean it. As soon as I'm cleaning it, my phone is connected to my iPad, and both of them just start going crazy. And so at this time, I'm thinking, like, what family member calling me now? I haven't got drafted yet. Like, who calling me? And then she was like, it's Kansas. And I was like, what? And so I grabbed the phone, and my hand was so wet that I was trying to swipe while they were calling. And so I, like, literally just messed up my shirt, swiped it, and answered the phone. And they asked me, was this Keandre? And all I heard was Kansas City Chiefs, and I just started crying. And I was just like,
aww,
you know, it was just a blessing. I mean, I was blessed. I was happy. I was excited. So many words I could sit here and say right now, but it was just, to be honest, I'm still kind of trying to see how to feel about that. I mean, it was a dream come true. And then what made it even better was, like, it was little things when we was watching the draft where, like, every time the Kansas City Chiefs had a pick, they had somebody special. My girlfriend was just saying, because she'd be watching the show, Modern Family, and they had one of the actors on there present.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like,
oh, yeah.
She was like, Kansas City Chiefs got, like, all these special people doing the draft. And I was like, I only talked to Kansas City one time. I doubt it. They drafted me.
Oh, really? Okay.
And so for me to get drafted, especially in the city that I just got drafted from and things like that, and them walk on the stage and them say my name, and them actually, at the time of the draft, they were just saying who got drafted, having a list, and they actually got to do it. And I was more excited just to hear that than anything. So when I saw them get on the stage and they said the 194th pick, Kansas City Chiefs select, man, all I heard, I just heard Keandre, and I just started going crazy more than she probably going crazy. But I didn't want to wake up my daughter, but at the same time, she went a while, I woke her up. But I mean, it was amazing.
You know, it's worth it at that point. I mean, you have to get a couple extra snuggles from your baby to get him back to sleep after being drafted. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
Yeah.
Totally worth it. First of all, waking a sleeping baby.
Right. Tell girlfriend we said, hey, we got to get her on KQ one day.
Yeah, we'd love to have her.
You say hey, but she's eating. She's still in a little breastfeeding mode right now.
Tell her later this season. We'd love to have her on.
Okay, we can do this every Tuesday.
Okay.
Right now, when
you're busy, we'd love to have her on.
Absolutely. Okay, so you said that you've only been to Kansas City once. You only spoke with them once, and that's actually my question for you. Did you know you were coming to Kansas City, or Did you think you were going to go to a different team?
So I kind of knew before going to the draft that the teams you talk to the most probably would not take you. It'd be the teams that you never expect. I kind of knew that going forward because I've had former players, former teammates, former friends that's in the league, and that's how their experience went. And so I was always telling everybody, I swear I don't know where I'm going to get drafted to. I don't know. Don't know who won me, don't know who going to take me, things like that. So during the draft, I was kind of thinking, like, you know, it might be a chance the teams that I was talking to might come take me. But I would never have thought it would be Kansas City Chiefs, like, never. Like, I'm going to be so honest with you. So when I got that call, I was kind of still like, somebody got to be prank calling me and things like that until, like, I heard Andy Reid voice and – talk to the defensive coordinator and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, okay, this is real. And then I saw it on TV. I'm like, okay.
Shirt on.
Yeah, so I was like, it's real. So when that happened, it was just like everything that I said prior before the draft is true. Like, you never know you'll get drafted to. And the fact that I talked to the scout one time, things like that, to where, like, I didn't constantly talk to the Chiefs multiple times, have Zoom meetings and things like that. It was just – that just shows you how in this profession you really don't know – who got their eyes on you, and you got to stay focused on everything you do and just keep your work going and stuff like that, and just keep a good resume and things like that, because people looking at you, you don't even know. So just the fact that they had me on their board, I never knew that. So when I got drafted, I'm still surprised right now. Like, it's one of those things, like, that's crazy. So I'm excited. Trust me. Of all people, I'm blessed.
That's got to feel so incredibly cool that a team that has a winning pedigree like they have, especially the last 5 years, had you on their board as someone that they were looking to that could help improve the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, I can't even imagine how cool that must feel, and just how, like, unbelievable that must feel like.
Yeah. I was screaming Super Bowl, like, you know,
run it back.
I don't like running it back. You know what happened last time we ran it back? I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chrissy. I know that's sensitive.
Look.
I will say, though, you know, we love Texas people.
We do.
We love our players from Texas.
We sure do. We
learn from all over. I live in Dallas now. So between Texas Tech or TCU or Texas, I'm like, okay.
Nah, all the other schools, you don't even got to say them. You just keep talking. it's still like that. So, yeah, it's cool.
Absolutely.
So, I think you've kind of already answered this. So where were you when you got the call? I know you said that your girlfriend was breastfeeding. You were trying to be an awesome boyfriend, help clean the pumping parts or the breastfeeding parts. Major props to you on that, by the way.
You hear that? Props.
Yeah.
let her tell you. She'll tell you I sleep in through the night. I mean, it's not like that. It's just I can't feed her physically right now. Now she's going to the bottles. I just fed her first bottle today. So,
congrats!
Yeah, so we was at our crib in Houston. I planned on having a draft day and things like that, like draft party with my family. My mom actually came from LA, and all the family. We know we was gonna have a big thing, but we had got notice last week. Well, not last week, the week before that, before the draft, that my daughter's gonna have to be born early. So she's 3 weeks early. And so she was actually born on Wednesday. So the day before the draft started. So I was in the hospital. Yeah. So, she's healthy. She's beautiful. Things like that. It was just one of those things that it had to happen. And when it happened, it was just one of those things where, like, my draft day is gonna be with the two main people right now in my life. So, to be honest, I would have asked for anything better than that. I still got to spend time with my family after the draft. I drove down to my uncle and them crib with my mom and them was all at, and we had like a little celebration, but I was excited to spend it with my daughter and my girlfriend. I mean, my daughter will always remember that for the rest of her life. I'm going to constantly tell her for the rest of her life what happened. So, you know,
Absolutely. What a memory. Like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That is seriously amazing. Like, congratulations to you and your girlfriend. I know, like, is this both your first kid?
Yeah, the first and probably only. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah. So, I mean, I remember just the first time you hold your baby in your hands and mine were both preemies. So, like, you know, they were very small. And I just, you know, that the amount of love that you feel immediately for those babies that, I mean, it doesn't seem possible. You didn't know you could love something so much. So I am so incredibly happy that, sorry, I'm a mom, so I get emotional, but like, I'm so incredibly happy for you and your girlfriend having your beautiful, healthy baby girl. And then right after potentially just you're having such a life-changing opportunity for your whole family. And just like, what a dream come true for you guys. Like this whole thing, your daughter, the draft, like just congratulations.
I would never forget.
That it's a lot to soak in, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I will never forget that week of April ever in my life. I mean, it was probably the best week of April of my life, to be honest. I'll probably get something like that tatted on me just to always remember and things like that. So I couldn't ask for a better week of my life. So I'm just excited. I'm still kind of excited about it.
For sure.
Absolutely. I mean, that's like the biggest, like one life-changing thing to the next in a week for you. I mean,
I haven't slept.
yeah, I'm sure you barely slept. So
yeah,
but that's absolutely amazing. We are so happy for you, and we want you guys to feel welcome here in Chief's Kingdom. So if you need anything, let us know. If you need any recommendations here, let us know. Like,
we got you.
Chief's Kingdom is here for you guys.
So. Yeah, there's a lot of players. They'll reach out on Twitter, and be like, "Hey, give me the best thing for this," and Chief's Kingdom just go.
Right, we'll give you like 1,000 recommendations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the most supportive fan base you'll ever encounter. So for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Big family.
But so on that note, my next question for you is kind of being drafted to a team like the Chiefs, where, you know, it's the reigning Super Bowl champions, right? And we've also been to two other Super Bowls in the past 5 years, aside from this one. One other one. What is it like being drafted to a team like that, where you know there's always a possibility of winning a Super Bowl?
It just shows you that you come into a team that wants to win and knows how to win, knows what it takes to win, and that's what I'm here for. That's what I've been playing this game for. You don't work hard, you don't sweat, you don't do all those practices to lose. You do it to win. So for me, coming to another profession in my next chapter in my life, to where an organization, a franchise that, like you said, in the past 5 years, been winning in some type of way, shows you that they have some great coaching staffs up there, great players, and just a great, great chemistry, great community down there. That's a winning town and things like that. To where I'm just blessed to be a part of. To where I know when I work hard, when I sweat, when my guys get up there, or when the coaches get up there and they talk about what we need to do to win, that I know that it's the right things that they're saying. So like, it makes me as a player, and especially as a person, where like, I'm willing to give everything I can to help this team win. I mean, that's the type of player I am. I don't care about stats. I don't care about me having the most stats or me being the Pro Bowl or a top player. I want to win. I mean, you don't do this to get Pro Bowl. You get that to get the one thing you work hard for, and that's the Super Bowl. And for me to be on a team that's already known for that or used to going there so many times, especially the past 5-6 years, like you said, I mean, it's just amazing. I just want to add my little juice to it to help get us another one in any way I can. I mean, I'm coming to a program that don't look forward to losing. They don't see losing. They see nothing but winners and things like that. So I was even more blessed when I got drafted to a team like that. So to where, like, right, I'm coming to something to where I could just get the things rolling and be a great, just like the rest of the players on the team.
And then playing for Andy Reid, like, I can't even, like, that's just.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've been watching sports since I was a kid. So like, you see all these coaches and things like that. Like, and I haven't even seen Andy Reid yet in person. So when I see him, I'm probably gonna kind of be like a little starstruck, because like,
yeah,
I've been watching him since I was a kid. Like, you know,
yeah, and it's
like,
he's a legend.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So now he's gonna be literally telling me like, hey, get on the line, or hey, get in the room, or something like that. I'm kind of be like, man, I really just got to talk about Andy Reid. And then I'm going to have to really get back focused in the game and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's just a blessing, the fact that I'm even in this profession right now, that I've been dreaming since I was a kid. So, yeah, it's still a little shock to me, and it's just exciting, to be honest. I keep saying that because it is. Like,
No, that's great. Yeah. Like, that's the type of attitude that we want from
me. Exactly.
Like, your excitement is making me excited. I'm like, okay, 131 days until kickoff. Like,
you're matching our excitement, let me tell you.
I do want to say, though, so we have, I don't know, get on your YouTube and go watch the franchise. Have you watched any of those episodes yet?
The franchise with the cheese?
Yeah. Watch this. It's like a television series.
It's on their YouTube channel.
See, I watch highlights all the time and things like that. So,
No.
I might do it. I'm going to do it after rookie mini camp, to where I want to see the feel. Like, I want to get on the flight, get down there, and be surprised at everything I see. Then after that, I want to be like, damn. Like,
real quick, when? I don't think this is on our list, but when do you get to Kansas City?
Friday.
Friday, okay.
Yeah, Friday.
Red Friday.
Go get that baby some red.
Ain't that Mother's Day too?
No, Mother's Day is next Saturday.
But you know what? Every day is Mother's Day.
Every day is Mother's
Day.
I'll give all women that have kids.
Actually,
all support to me.
Message me later, because I might have something for you that's like a really cute little baby Chiefs thing. So I need to send that to you. Message me later. Anyway.
Or nieces or nephews, so she can give whatever it is. Yeah. Like, why do you even have that?
Because I have friends that have babies, but like, I have extra stuff. So if you need something for your baby, I need to give you it.
Okay.
As a welcome to Chiefs Kingdom.
Right. Most
definitely. I will take it. I will take it, and she will wear it as soon as she get it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
All right. So my question for you is, there were only four nose tackles that went in this draft. How does it feel being one of the four that went?
Even with me being one of four, is just a blessing, because it's so many more in this class and in this draft that could have easily got drafted. But it's the fact that, you know, certain teams see our position as a need, see as a really important, things like that. So for me being one of the four, man, it's just, again, a blessing. It's just, I had to come in this worried about myself, because this is my future now. So I'm just glad I was one of the four. I wish nothing but luck to all the other ones. But that just shows how our position is actually getting seen now. I mean, it was probably four this year, probably going to be six or 10 next year. And you can see our position actually being used now, especially in our sport now. The game is really changing, and our position was kind of down because how the game changed. But now the game is changing back to where they need us, because we're a different type of breed now. So for me, being a 1-4 was just a blessing, and I'm just honored to be 1-4, and I'm just glad that I got the chance to get the call and get to be in the organization right now.
I don't think you understand how much tape us three have been watching on you this week. We've been watching. I'm like, do you see this TCU game? I'm like, are y'all watching this right now?
that was a fun game right there. I really would have wished we came out with the dub right there, but hey, things happen, and you know, you can't go back from the past. But yeah, it was fun, that game.
We've had some classics like that with the Chiefs. Like, there was the Chiefs versus Rams back in Mahomes' rookie year, and it or not rookie year, but his first year starting, and it was like 53-51 or something. And
oh, yeah, I watched that game.
And it was just like, God, that game was so good, but I wish we would have come out with the W.
I know.
Yeah.
It was
like classic.
One of the best games of all time, and then you wish
all time. And then, you know, we beat it a couple years ago with the Bills. Yeah. You know, just keep having more classics, I guess.
Yeah, well, they just thought they was going to win. And
I know.
I'm like, dang, that just shows you how this football crazy. Like, I got the best quarterback, so you know how happy I am.
Oh, yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like,
yeah, we've lived through
some
quarterbacks. So when we got Alex Smith was great. And then to go from Alex Smith to Patrick Mahomes, it was just like, oh my God, this is what all those years were for.
This is crazy.
I used to love Alex Smith. And I remember how, like, the Chiefs were always just going to the first round. And then now out of nowhere, you get the god of a quarterback, and I'm so excited I get to play with him. So yeah, so I'm just excited.
Best quarterback in the world. That's what we call him. So,
how thrilled are you to be playing next to a guy like Chris Jones, like someone who was in talks for being Defensive Player of the Year, who probably a lot of Chiefs Kingdom really feels like he should have been Defensive Player of the Year? How does it feel to go up next to a guy like Chris Jones?
Man, it's an honor. It's an honor to even play against any of those dudes. They all won a Super Bowl last year, so they all greats to me. It's an honor to play next to Chris Jones. I mean, just seeing him playing Madden. I play Madden all the time. If I go against the Chiefs, he always been sacking me every other play, something like that. Things like that. So just to get to see him in real person and things like that is going to be a blessing. I mean, like I said, it's going to be starstruck right there too. I don't even know how his voice probably really sounds. So if he says, hey, welcome, I'm going to probably be, you know, dazed off a little bit, then kind of get back to myself and be like, dang, that's really Chris Jones. But just to play with a player like that is amazing because he's a great. And he's going to be a great forever. He's a future Hall of Famer. The things that he's been doing every season and stuff like that, to where I just can't wait to see how his craft, can't wait to see how his practice active, I said practice active, but how his practice ways are and how he practices and stuff like that, and how he prepared for a game and how he watches film with it. I want to learn from him. I want to see what takes him to be that great. And if I can just take a little of his little knowledge and make myself great to help him even better, man, it'll just be a blessing and honor. And I can't wait to just meet him and be next to that great right there.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. I mean, kind of like piggybacking off of that, but you're also going to be playing up against a guy like Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce in your practices every single day, right? Where, yeah. I mean, that's just got to be crazy in itself, watching these guys do what they have done over these past few years. We might be a little biased, but I think we're already basically a dynasty in the Chiefs Kingdom. We're watching these guys. I mean, we're this close, right? Yeah.
We're right.
But if you make the Super Bowl,
just what is
one Super Bowl is already crazy. You see some teams, they win one and don't win no more.
Right.
So for you to be in a Super Bowl, five
championship games.
So that tells you something, to where it's more than a dynasty. It's just, I'm proud to be a part of it. Even if we're not down to a dynasty yet, if that's what people say, we're gonna get there. Trust me. I mean,
this is the year. Just so you know, we call the AFC Championship game the Arrowhead Invitational, because we've held the last five.
Yeah.
So we let the world know that it is the Arrowhead Invitational, and we're inviting them to come play against us to lose, so we can go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'm looking for a lot of those.
They have just knocked on wood, Jody, just to be honest.
I know. I'm having real wood.
I'm some right now, please.
I know, but I mean, I have faith in my quarterback and my team, so
yeah.
I would just say that. So my question for you is, what is something you want Chiefs Kingdom to know about you and like what you plan on bringing to us this season?
I just plan on bringing just hard work. I got a family to feed, and I know what it takes to get to that. And I want to win, and I'm already on a dynasty, like you said, a team that's already known for winning. So I don't want to do nothing to mess that up. And so I'm going to give everything I can, no matter if you need me to stand on the sideline, call the plays for you, cheer, celebrate, get water, however you need me to help this team win. I'm there for the organization. I mean, I'm a team player, and I'm going to just bring hard work every day I can. I'm bringing so much love to this organization and just working my tail off to where I get a chance to prove myself to this dynasty and show the Chiefs Kingdom that it wasn't a mistake drafting me. It was a reason to get me, and I'm going to give everything I have and just look forward to the future.
I cannot wait until it's the home opener.
I'm so excited.
Walk out on that field and you hear me along with everybody else in our line, because we have been already tailgating for 9 hours.
Yeah.
and you're smelling barbecue in the air.
Yeah. Oh.
I need an air freshener with Arrowhead parking lot. That is what I need.
Have you ever been to Arrowhead before?
Nah, I've only been to Kansas. Oh, not Kansas, but Missouri. I've only been to Missouri.
Watch out, Chiefs Kingdom will come for you for that.
Nah, trust me. I got it right. But
you got it right.
Because like, I play Kansas and I play Kansas State. So yes. I meant to say like the teams. I only been,
right.
Well, I played at Kansas twice.
Okay.
And I play at Kansas State twice.
So Kansas University is about an hour from Arrowhead.
In Lawrence.
Okay. And then K-State is about four hours, right?
Yeah. 2 hours.
And then Mizzou is like 3. So.
Okay, so I have never been. I have never been in Missouri where the Chiefs play. I've never been there yet. But
I'm so glad you're figuring out that it's Missouri now, because once you get that press conference and you say Kansas.
Oh yeah, they told me when I got the call. They said, "Trust me, no, we're not in Kansas City, we're Missouri." So I've been trying to get that right every time I talk, and so it's gonna take me getting used to. Trust me, but I'm gonna get it down because you know now I'm a Chief. So Chiefs Kingdom, we family now. I'm a diehard Chief fan now. So
just wait till you learn it's a Kansas City, Missouri, and a Kansas City, Kansas, and they're like 20 minutes away from each other.
Yeah, I heard about that.
They overlap. They go on. It's on both sides. Yeah. So yeah. You'll learn though. You'll learn quickly.
It'll be quick. We'll give you a geography lesson. It's fine.
All right.
So who? Sorry, I have a puppy. Hold on.
You want me to get it? I'll get it.
Who in the league inspires you, past or present?
That's. I'll give you a quick one. I can say my friend, my roommate, Joseph Osaya. He plays for Cincinnati. Yeah. He plays for Cincinnati, though.
Y'all can't be friends anymore.
No, he's your friend.
Trust me.
As soon as he said it, I'm like, 15-yard penalty first down. Look, we was.
You remember that play from last year in the AFC Championship game? Okay.
Yeah. We got to lay off my boy. You know, we got to lay off him. But we already talked. I told him. I said, you know, when it comes to us, we ain't friends till after the game. Then I'll give you a taste like that. But I say he really inspired me because I've seen how hard he worked, especially for his family. And him getting to the league was huge. And he had got hurt his first year. I don't know if everybody know that. He didn't get to play his first rookie year. Broke his wrist in practice. And, you know, he set out the whole first year. And that's when the Bengals went to Super Bowl and all that. So he didn't get to experience that. He was experiencing that on the sideline. And toward last year, he worked his tail off to – he had a hell of a – I want to say that was his rookie season. He had a hell of a season last year.
Yeah.
Even without the 15-yard penalty. But that inspired me because I seen how it could be when you on your low and you don't know what's happening for you next. And then when you continue working and pray and use God and everything you do, that it comes for you and good things come for you. And ever since then, I mean, Joe is going to be a star in the making in his lead. And so I think that really inspired me because that's my dog. I got to talk to him every time. I got to see when he was hurting and wearing a cast and like that, to where now I see him making game-winning sacks and plays and things like that to get his name out there. Just a year before that, he wasn't doing that because he couldn't. So that kind of inspired him because I see, you know, what it takes to get to that point and how much hard work that dude put in and the fact that he's my dog, my friend, that I see it every day, every time I get a chance was just – It was a blessing. It was inspiring. And I love that dude right there. And I can say that's probably one person in the league that inspired me.
I think that's a great answer. I mean, just because we play for a rival, I remember at the end of that game, but he had a phenomenal game leading up to that penalty. So, like, I thought he took way too much hate for how amazing of a game that he played. So I think that's a great answer.
Oh, it's a great answer. But now, you know, look, we buddies, we friends, but –
After the season,
was better because now we in the same little bit of the AFC. Nah, you gotta go. I don't care no more.
You might play him twice next year.
Yeah, so you feel me? So
it's in Arrowhead for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then if we do see them in the playoffs, you know, you
You know, there's a nasty rivalry brewing between the Bengals and the Chiefs.
Yeah, trust me, it's going to get worse now.
I would just say this: just stay off of Twitter once the season starts.
Oh, most definitely.
Stay off Twitter. Yeah. You're fighting in the trenches for y'all, okay?
I do have to ask real quick: were you a fan of any NFL team prior? Like, are you a Cowboys?
You can answer. It's okay. We won't hold it against you. You're from LA. It's probably the Raiders or the Chargers. It's okay.
But he's from Houston. It could be
Dallas or, you know, Houston. It's okay.
My favorite team is Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, that's a great answer. I'm not even going to peer pressure him.
My favorite team is Kansas City Chiefs.
There it is.
I just want to ask you, I'm not sure if you had a chance to look at like the teams we play at home and the teams we play away next year, because the schedule doesn't release until May 11th. But is there a certain game that you're kind of like excited about?
I was told, I believe we play in Germany.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of excited about that. I ain't never been out, country. So I'm trying to see how that's going to be. So to be honest, I think every game I'm looking forward to. I ain't never played in NFL. So it's so many stars on every team that I look up to or I play with or see that star. So I think every game I'm going to be like, man, I'm playing against Russell Wilson. Or, man, I'm playing against, Justin Herbert, man.
We expect some sacks on Russell Wilson, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Justin Herbert, please.
Oh, most definitely. I'm trying to come at everybody. I mean, so tackles.
Josh Allen. Look,
we trying to go back. So, we're trying to be the best defense. You know, I ain't even get to meet them all the way yet. So I know that's my mindset. I already know that's their mindset. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So it's
I tweeted that the other day. I was like, this year's we're gonna have a top 10 defense. I feel it in my spirit. Patrick Mahomes deserves a top 10 defense. This is the season, and I can't wait.
Yeah.
Well, and Keandre, I just want to say a second ago, you were saying how, you're going up against some of these guys that you've looked up to for so long, and this is your opportunity for kids to be looking up to you now and hoping and wishing that when they get into the league, or if they get lucky enough to get in the league like you have because of your hard work, they could be saying, I get to go up with Keandre Coburn, and I get that I've looked up to that guy for so long, and you have that opportunity now. And I just think that's fantastic. You know, I don't know. I'm the emotional one of the group, so I think about stuff like that.
It's a blessing. Trust me. I think about stuff like that too. My girlfriend liked to tell me, I'm telling her like, I don't care about the fame. I swear I don't. And she'd be like, nah, you lying. People come on. I mean, I like to embrace that people know me, but at the same time, that fame, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to just play the game, and it just comes with it. I would love for kids to look at me the same way that I looked at people in my position when I was a kid, because it motivated me to keep working, motivated me to keep playing the sport. Football doesn't just start out of nowhere. It takes time to really know this game, and it takes time to play. I've been playing this game since I was little, so the fact that I'm here and I'm still continue playing this game is just a blessing. So for any kid younger than me, any kid looking up to me, or any kid watching this, anybody I can tell you is just believe in yourself. Don't quit. You know, keep going. It gets hard. Trust me. I know. And just stay in school, too. School is really important, especially in the younger age, because them colleges look at your school since you're a kid, and especially NFLs go down to when you're a kid, how they recruit you, how they – go back in time and look up stuff that you've done in the past. So I always try to stay out of trouble. You know, see who your friends is. To be honest, everybody not your friend. Just because they say hey to you don't mean you got to say hey back and things like that. So choose your friends wisely. You know, stay in school. Make sure you take care of school and do what you want to do. Don't be forced to do something you don't want to do. I mean, that's the only advice that I could give that I wish somebody would have gave to me. You grow. You learn from mistakes. Trust me, I've had so many mistakes in this world, but I'm still living. I'm still working from it. I'm not the best. So my advice is not the best right now to tell y'all, but
that was great. What do you
know? I was literally sitting here the whole time. I have an 8-year-old son, and I was just thinking about how I cannot wait to play what you just said back to him because it was so good. Sorry, see, I told you the emotion one. I can't help it. I love my kids.
Trust me, my girlfriend cries all the time. So
Oh my gosh. Like, I'm a single mom. I care so much about my kids. I coach their teams. And just like hearing someone who's gone through the work like you have and just, you know, I cannot wait to play that back for him. It was so perfect. And I don't think you realize just how perfect it was. No.
Yes,
ma'am. So thank you for that. I can't wait to hear from her later.
No problem. That was a gift you gave her for her birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
If I don't cry on a podcast, I mean, are we really doing it? I don't know.
I mean, Keandra, I know you probably don't know this because, you know, you've been a Chief player for 5 days. This is our season two. So we actually took like a 2 or 3 week hiatus. Cleared our mind, wanted to get ready for this new season, and you're kicking off our season two for us. So we couldn't even ask for a better host, guest, anything.
Thank y'all for having me. Thank y'all for having me.
We know the kingdom will love you.
So. I'm in the kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You're in the kingdom now.
You're in the kingdom now. Yes, so what questions do you have for us just about Chiefs fans, Kansas City, just anything before you get to the city?
I don't know. I think it's kind of good to be surprised and learn from things. I mean, I don't know. What's some good places to be at? Do y'all have good movie theaters? I mean, me and my girlfriend, we just love going to movie theaters, chilling, things like that. And we really just some low-key, just chill people. That's what we are. Now we have our daughter, so trust me, all my free time going towards her. You know, I'm a family person. Like, I don't need to do all that going out, things like that. Like, I can't wait to go home and see her, tell her how my day went and things like that. So, you know, just, I mean, it's really no questions to ask because, like, I kind of want to feel like a fish in a new ocean. I kind of want to see and learn little things. But if I do have questions in the future, I most definitely will hit y'all up and ask y'all.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Well, make sure
you get some barbecue.
I keep hearing that.
I'm going to have to try it.
Oh, you said barbecue?
Is that what you said? Yeah. Make sure you get some barbecue.
You know I'm from Texas, and they say Texas got the best barbecue.
It's not.
Oh, no.
As somebody who lives in Texas, it's disgusting compared to Kansas City.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie, because when I moved from
LA. She lives in Dallas, so she knows.
Yeah, they were telling us, my dad, like, oh, this barbecue in Texas. I don't eat none of the barbecue out here. I only eat what my dad makes. And my girlfriend, mom, just made some ribs for the first time for me. And they was probably the best ribs I ever had. So,
well, yeah, you can't beat homemade ribs. I mean, they're made with love. So you can't beat those.
Absolutely.
Ever. One of those.
I also love cooking. So if you ever want me to cook for your family.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, you might have to compete with my girlfriend. Hey, my girlfriend's a chef.
I'll come cook with
her. Oh my God. Nah, Lexi, you may have a bestie.
Yeah. She's one of those chefs where, like, she's a lazy chef. To where, I mean, like, she'll cook every once, you know, one time, and then she'll make it look all good, then won't cook consistently. Like, I'm still with her.
Yeah, that's when she's done.
But she can cook.
Tomorrow we're getting Chipotle.
That's why I've been eating Chipotle and stuff like that. Like, but she can really cook. That's one thing, like, you know, that one thing that was a checklist when we got together. When I see she could cook, what?
She's like, I'm going to have to wipe her.
Wait, so you're saying I need to be putting that on my dating apps that I can cook and I can bake?
I know.
Probably should go update them.
Put that on there because a man would love a cook meal. Trust me. Like,
there we go.
Yeah.
I'm a provider, Christy.
Put it at the top.
Well, Keandra, I cannot say how glad and grateful that we are that you joined us today.
No problem.
I'm gonna tell you now, there's gonna be a whole bunch of podcasts that follow us that are gonna hit you up to get you on their podcast.
Let's do it. I'm a Chief.
Just remember who had you first.
I don't have no time.
Right?
Yeah.
We Chiefs Kingdom, we have the best fan base, the best podcast, the best social media. It's great. So it's definitely
they're gonna love you.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what's crazy is you're one of the people who I've seen already on so many people's like Twitters and different things, how excited everyone is about you.
Yeah.
Like over a lot of the other, not to discount any of our other draft picks, but like you are a name I've seen that everyone's like, oh, Keandre, we're excited about him. Like,
yeah.
I'm just blessed and excited and just want to give them a show. I mean, that's my job. And I just want to work hard for Chiefs Kingdom, and I want to give everything I got. You know, I meant everything I said. I don't have to sugarcoat nothing. I just I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be part of this. So I'm grateful to be part of y'all broadcast.
So you're here on Friday for a rookie mini camp, and then
I need to know when training camp starts so I can.
We plan to see the training camp, so
I have season tickets, so I always fly back for every game. So I'm like, I need to know when training camp starts so I can get there for training camp. So.
From what we know is Andy Reid has like one of the hardest training camps in all of the.
Don't tell him that.
Look, I was already told that. So, you know, I kind of already know, but obviously it shows all these winning seasons that they have. So I'm ready. I'm ready to get on board and get to work.
You know? And we love Spags, so
that's
our guy. Yeah. We love Spags.
We can't wait.
Well, we're gonna let you get back to your lovely family.
Thank you
so much for being here. Again, I'm going to make sure Chrissy and Lexi both follow you as well. So
I'm already following him.
Okay, great.
We follow you.
Great. Oh,
can't do that to us.
Yeah. I'm like, did we get a sneak peek of the...
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Keandre, she is beautiful.
She's perfect.
Look at all that hair. She got daddy.
What's her name? Oh my gosh, that hair.
Her name is River.
River?
Yeah, her name is River Rose Coburn.
I love it. Mama was eating spicy food. That's where all that hair came from.
Mommy's have a lot of heartburn. That's
I was going to say, it gives you heartburn.
Yes. Yeah, well, she's perfect.
Look how sweet she is.
We can all babysit. We can be aunties if we need to.
Right.
Yeah. But I'll thank y'all so
much. Whenever you need help, let us know.
Yes,
ma'am. Thank y'all.
And if you do,
and congratulations.
Lexi can cook and deliver. Seriously.
Yes, ma'am.
I really care.
All right, y'all have a blessed one.
Yes.
Congratulations again, you guys.
Y'all have a great night.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Raven.
Raven, tell Raven to say
hi. Hi, Raven.
I will show
you.
I will show you, but I'm in a.
Hey,
Raven, you keep being the rock star mom that you obviously are, okay? You keep it up. You
Raven,
are
if you want to come on Kingdoms Queens later this season, let us know. We'd love to have
you. Yes, definitely.
Awesome. Yes. Are you on Twitter as well?
Yeah, I'll see your page.
Please.
Okay, great.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank y'all.
Congratulations. Have a good night.
All right, let's get us back to three, huh?
Let me switch that.
Y'all know we've been gone for a few weeks. We learned
bear with us
a little rusty.
Well, that was great.
That was so great.
So good.
I love him. I love Raven. I love River. I love
River.
Raven, River, and Keandre.
I know. I feel like they got to put like Chief or Arrowhead in there somewhere because she was born the day before the draft.
Right?
Kofi.
That could be her middle name, her second middle name or something.
Percy's still playing. This is crazy.
I just miss my children now.
I know. She's like, where's my babies?
I mean, well, they're probably outside somewhere. I don't know. Well, that sounded bad. They're never mind. They're supervised.
Well, we're not staying on here long tonight because it is Chrissy's birthday and we had to kind of poke to get her to cancel her plans so she could be here with us tonight. So not only do we need y'all to all go tell her happy birthday right now on her page, we need y'all to tell her how much you love her and thanks for hanging with us tonight because we know
you're gonna make her cry some more.
We love you. You know this. We love you.
And I love you guys. And
I think I told you happy birthday at like 6 a.m. I should have called.
I was awake. That's okay. I was baking sopapilla cheesecake bars for work today.
Wow.
But I know I mentioned this on Twitter. It's season 2, but coming into the Kingdoms Queens with you wonderful ladies was one of the biggest blessings of my year last year. I can't imagine how it could get even better than this. So like season 2 is starting off with a bang. This is so exciting. I've missed you ladies so much.
We have another guest next week.
Yeah, we have another guest next week. Guys, we're starting off with a bang. So
we have a lot of exciting stuff coming.
Yeah. So as always, make sure you are following us at Kingdoms Queens on Twitter. So you can find out all the places you can watch our show. We love you guys so much. And we will be back next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
The day after my birthday.
Yeah.
I'm stuck with two Taurus co-hosts.
It's so, okay.
Yeah. You guys may need to save her. So, but until next time, your queens have spoken.
Bye, guys. And we'll be back to talk more draft stuff next week. So don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Got to talk draft, right?
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.